Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't tell me to smile. Unless you're an employee at Target and you work there, then you better have a smile on your face when I walk into the Target. I'm a woman. And ladies out there, we've been told to smile by mediocre men our whole life.
I've been told to smile all the time.
There you go. Bosses, fathers-in-law, anybody. Well, you know, you'd look so much prettier if you smile. Just smile a little. Cheer up. What are you complaining about? We have been told this our whole life. Maybe men, too. I haven't had the male experience. I've only had the female experience. So I can only say that for myself. So don't ever tell a woman, I'll only speak for the women, to smile. But if you pay their bills and you are their employee, that is an absolute normal job requirement in the service industry. So Target, that is part of the job training to its employees, saying when a customer is 4 feet away from you, smile and say, can I help you with something? When somebody comes to your register, have a smile on your face. When if you're a greeter and somebody walks in the door, have a smile in your face. Target is absolutely well within its rights to tell its employees to smile.
Disagree 100%. I think Target asking their employees to do that is the same as somebody telling you that you should smile more.
Okay. First of all, that's not true. And second of all, what is happening with the voice? What's going on with the frog? Yeah, what's happening? I'm in my bubble. I'm in a full body condom because I'm afraid that Adam is sick.
I'm not sick.
I mean, you sound
I know
sick.
I sound sick.
You sound sick.
It's once a year, something grabs my voice and takes it from me, and I don't know what it is. I'm in the midst of it.
Okay. Well, I feel bad. Are you okay, though?
I feel fine.
Okay. Then we can get back to you telling me I'm wrong. That's cool.
Hold on. Can you, like, read a sultry poem for us?
Hey, how you doing?
This is when you get the sex line job.
Welcome to Target. We like our new employees here at Target, but there's a thing that we need from you. You need to be sultry. You need to welcome employees with a smile on your face and a wink in your eye. Don't get too close. Make eye contact. And if you make a love connection, well, thankfully you're wearing your red shirt. And red is the universal color of love here at Target. So smile, and the whole world will smile with you.
Perfect.
Huh?
Perfect. And I agree with everything you said.
No! If I work at Target, hey, Target, hire the right employees and you won't have to worry about some stupid policy. Any company that has one of these stupid policies like, oh, we're going to implement everything where everybody's going to smile, those companies are mocked and rightly so. And Target should be the same way. Hire people who can do the job. And you know what? If they're good customer service people, they know I have to be friendly. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be told to smile. And by the way, if they're good at their job. Like, I want somebody who's an efficient Target employee to tell me, where do I find the throat lozenges? And if that person, I want a stern look on their face. I know right what you want. Follow me. If they're not smiling, I don't care. They're efficient. It's stupid. Stupid.
I think it's welcoming. And I, if I was the owner of Target, on the board, whatever, I would want customers to experience a friendly place. Yes, efficient. Yes, he should know where the throat lozenges are. But he should also say that with a smile. Sir, how can I help you? That's what you do.
Yeah.
And I would like to see it with a smile. And also, is there eye contact that's mm-hmm. built into this
yes.
as well? You're supposed to make eye contact with your employees. So if you are a person whose parents, whose teachers, whose whatever interaction you have had did not teach you to make eye contact with somebody when they ask you a question or they ask you for assistance, at least Target is raising up our humanity to know that when you are at a place of business, you are getting paid, you have to play by their rules, and customer service counts on, yes, positivity, yes, competence, knowing where the throat lozenges are, mm-hmm. and you want those people to want to come back to your store. So if somebody's got a frowny face, if somebody is looking at their phone and ignoring you, if you ask and they don't look you in the face and they say, oh, I think it's aisle three, that's not good customer service. And what Target is selling is the experience. That's why they have been so much more successful than a Walmart or stores like a Bradley's or like Kmart. That's out of business now, Kmart, because Target elevated itself. Yes, they have better products, but also, hi, welcome to Target. You know, they did a whole SNL skit about the Target lady, how friendly she was and how she talked to everybody. That's part of their training. And you know what? When I go to a store, I would definitely go to a place where people are going to be in a good mood. And they're human, so they're not always in a good mood. But when you are on the job, when you are working, sometimes you got to put away the fact that you and your boyfriend had a fight last night and you can't bring that into work. And you be professional.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like to see.
But humans set the bar for humanity. Corporations don't set the bar for humanity.
Have you met humanity? Maybe corporations should.
Well, the people that work at Target should know this. And guess what? If they don't, they're in the wrong line of work. And Target should say, you know, you're grumpy every single mm-hmm. day and we can't have you dealing with customers. I don't need a company-wide policy to tell people to, like, effectively be nice or be good at their job. I mean, they should be good at their... By the way, Target has had decades, or at least the last decade, of thriving, and now they're in trouble, and this smacks of a company that's treading water here. Not treading water. Target is fine. They will be fine. But
mm-hmm.
they're scrambling. Oh, what do we do? And this smacks to me of some person they brought in, like, oh, we got our employees got to smile more. Mm-hmm. I mean, the name of the thing is the 10-4 program. So if a customer gets within 4 feet of a Target worker, the service rep is instructed to ask. If you worked at a place like this and they came out with this, you would roll your eyes and go, are you bleeping kidding me? You know why? Because you're good at your job and you know you're doing that already.
Well, if you're doing that already, then you don't have a problem with it because that's already how
right.
you function and you're a great employee. That's why you get to keep working there. You know, so Adam, are you saying you'd rather have Target fire people who have like a resting bitch face than instill a policy? So give them another opportunity to let them know the job expectation?
Well, I think if they have a resting bitch face, which I do, by the way, and if I worked at Target, somebody might say, well, that guy's grumpy, but I would be instructing people where to find things. And I think most people who come through Target, as long as that person is efficient in what they're doing, don't give a damn whether or not they're smiling or not.
And that's great when we go to the Adam Carter store. And the Adam Carter store has that policy, and that is fantastic. I would shop at the Adam Carter store if mm-hmm. I wanted to have that experience. The people who run Target want the experience of people smiling and being positive and being helpful when customers come into the store. And that is part of the job description now. And if you don't like it, if you're a Target employee who says, like, you know what, I disagree with smiling and I disagree with being helpful to customers, you're in the wrong profession.
Right.
You should either be fired or you should leave. I think this is absolutely not at all out of bounds for Target to require. And anytime you are in a job, sometimes the job descriptions change. So maybe when they got hired, I don't know, 10 months ago, if this wasn't part of the company policy, because this is, I think, a new policy, they have the opportunity to leave if this is against their morality or mm-hmm. against their religious beliefs or whatever they want to say. I will not smile. I mean, I'm using the extreme. But for Target to say this is part of the job requirement, these are the expectations of the job when you are selling on the floor.
Right.
On the floor. I have no problem with this. I think it is good for employees to understand that at a job there are expectations. You can't just be yourself all the time if right. you are unwilling to meet the. That's why you get interviewed. They feel you're a good fit and they hire you. If you are not, you either need to leave or they need to fire you. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have job expectations. And also, it's okay to not love a job requirement, but do it anyway because it is the requirement of the job. I don't love that this show starts at 9 a.m. I want to sleep in. But you know what? It does.
Right.
So I show up and I put on my game face and I do the show.
Right.
I don't
need to be told to do that. You are a professional and they hired you because you're good at your job and you don't need to be told. And by the way, I mean, we're going crazy about this and people are like, why are you making such a big deal? It's radio, folks.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And you can agree or not. But I'm sure Target, even though maybe didn't have the 10-4 policy or whatever they call that, have ever since they started have been telling their employees is like, this is how we deal with customers. It's not like a new concept. I mm-hmm. get that. And part of smiling, I just think.
Then why do you think they had to reinstate
I don't know.
This?
And it's just the whole disingenuousness of like, we're smiling no matter what. Like I love Quick Trips. I do. Mm-hmm. I think they're the top of the heap when it comes to gas station. But every time one of their employees says, we'll see you next time when I leave, I think that's so childish and stupid. I just think like, no, just say goodbye. Have a great day. It's like that's their
company
policy.
But that's the same thing as see you next time. Saying goodbye, have a great day is the same thing.
But be a human being. What is your natural reaction to me? Hey, have a great day, man. Great. You don't have to say the Quick Trip line, see you next time.
But some people in that position might not have the natural ability to say, you know, some clerks yep. might not want to say, have a great day. They might not care about your day.
Right.
I'm sure they don't. Right. But the fact that, I mean, and somebody even texted in regarding Quick Trip, see you next time.
Yeah.
For you, it's corny and you don't like it. But for me, I think that's a lovely exchange of
okay.
brief,
yep.
just pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Like I was just in in Athens, Georgia this last weekend and visiting my daughter at UGA. And everything is ma'am, yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
That's not my thing. But you know what? It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for respect. That's how they were raised up. And while it's not necessary for me to hear, I can understand. And it makes me smile. I think it's respectful. And they were taught and trained, hopefully by their parents, to do that as mm-hmm. a sign of respect. And often people need to be taught how to treat other people. And if Target's the mommy and the daddy in this game, I'm all for it.
651-461-9226. Please call in so
yeah.
I don't have to talk so much.
I know. Poor Adam.
We'll be back after this. Okay, you just said that Costco,
yep,
every time
so
you go
nice.
To Costco. Right. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because Costco hires good people. And I'm sure they're in their training manuals, like there is how to handle customers. And they do a great job of it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like They don't force them to smile like they're, you know, hey, hello.
They might.
You think the difference, though, is the people they hire? Because I would argue the difference is the training that they go through. It's the same pool of people that are getting hired, but the training you go through and the expectation at Costco is different. And that's what makes the difference.
Okay, well, I like their training better.
Okay, there you go.
At Costco, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. They are good. They are. I always feel like if I go to Costco, mm-hmm. I will get help. I will get people that will talk to me and look at me mm-hmm. and not look away. Susan's in Bloomington. Susan, should we tell you to smile, or are you going to be really mad about that?
No, you can tell me to smile all day long, okay. And I come from years and years and years of customer service, and it should come naturally. But what I have an issue with Target, and I appreciate their initiative, is as a consumer, if I come into your store and I just need to do my thing, I don't want you, if I'm 4 feet from you, I don't want you to pounce on me and see if you can engage me or mm-hmm. whatever. In fact, I will go out of my way to not look at you because I don't want to meet eyes with you.
Yes.
So be natural, smile, absolutely, if that's what Target requires. But as a consumer, leave me alone. I just want to do my thing. And this goes also to furniture stores, Gabbard's, Schneiderman, sure. all of them. Mm-hmm. You walk in that front door and you can't even get in 5 feet of the front door and you've got a staff member seeing if they can help you. I'm like, I just want to look.
Yeah.
It's gone too far. Yet at the same time, I'm customer service oriented. Maybe I'm just that anomaly, but whatever. I just think it's too much.
So, okay, let's talk about like these furniture stores. So if you walk in and yep. somebody says, you know, is there anything I can help you with? Or let me know if mm-hmm. you need anything. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Or you still don't want any communication?
That's okay. I would actually prefer it if I could get a little bit into the store.
Okay.
But what, mm-hmm. in fact, I've been to both those stores I've mentioned, and you tell them, I'm just here to look. I'm just what can I help you find? You know what? I'm good. I just want to look.
Okay.
They will hover 10 feet behind you the entire time.
Yeah, awful. Hate that.
Yep. It's awful. I just want to do my thing. So I don't know. I'm all about the smiling thing, but I don't think it should have to be told to be done. It should come in naturally.
Agreed. Thank you.
Chapter 2 of the Target video on the employee experience. If you notice a customer with a puzzled look on their face, approach slowly but gently. Place a friendly hand on their shoulder and offer a nice kiss on the cheek and say, how can I help you? I'm here to help you.
I mean, the kiss on the cheek. You really crossed the line.
Here's the thing. Susan nailed it because there are just two types of people. Is Susan still there?
Oh, I don't think so.
Like, you appreciate that. You like that. And some of us just don't.
Yeah.
And you know what? But, you're balancing act on how you're dealing with. But
Susan's point, I don't want people up my butt. Can I help you? What are you looking for today? What are you in the market for? Oh, what do you need? Where do your kids go to school? Like, I don't want to hear any of your chit chat. You zip your mouth. You ask me once, can I help you? No, thank you. The conversation is now over.
Yeah.
And do not speak to me again until I reach out to you and say, you know what? Now you can help mm-hmm. me. I'm looking for X, Y, or Z. That's it. So I think it's okay for a store to ask for your help. Anything I can help you with? Okay, good. No problem. Enjoy. That's it. I think that's acceptable. But she's right. I mean, the hovering, that's terrible salesmanship.
Right.
And leave us alone. But I don't. Right. In boutiques, you get that more.
Jerry is called in from Shoreview. Oh. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I was just in Target recently. And even before I heard this, training that they had done, somebody asked me if there was anything that could help me find. And I really hadn't been looking long, but by golly, you could help me find whatever, you know. And I found it useful. Sometimes you look longer than you'd need to before you finally look for someone to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run across somebody and they ask you that question, you might just say to sure, you know, and it'll help you get your job done. So,
thank you, Jerry.
That's all. Yep.
Bye. And look, there's culture within these corporations. I'm thinking of a national sporting goods chain where it is notorious for having unhelpful employees.
Really?
Yes. And everyone I go to, it lives up to the billing. It's like, boy, They do not train their employees well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, back to the original, look, I'm still going to go to Target. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not like, but I just don't like the corporate policy of, you know, we're going to put a smile on her face. I just think that, mm-hmm. you know, hire good people and they'll be able to do that with the training you give them.
Fair enough. Mike's in Woodbury. Hi, Mike.
Hi there, y'all. Yeah, you know, I was just wanting to let you know in regards to sometimes when employees, when they were told they want to smile and stuff, depending on how they do it and how and whom they're coming across. Sometimes, you know, I was told that you don't want to smile too much or try to be too overly indulgent in it because sometimes it might rub someone the wrong way. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
And, I mean, I'm
a
trying to
act.
Say that.
Yep.
Even though I'm not trying to be negative, but there are some people who may perceive the loyalty or the friendliness as a kind of like saying an unscrupulous manner, though, and because you don't know how they're going to acknowledge it at times. You know what I mean? Depending
yeah.
on the circumstance mm-hmm. or what the situation's all about. And sometimes, though, I mean, getting too overly indulgent in that kind of cordialness can in times yep. have some repercussions. You
right.
know what I mean?
Thanks, Mike. Yep. Mike, but...
Some of the texters are really very, and I think, intuitive. Reminding or forcing myself to smile actually changes my whole attitude.
That's true.
Someone said.
That's true.
Another said, kindness begets kindness, and that's what we need more of
yep.
nowadays. Greeting customers is good for business. Asking for help is good. It might help speed your shopping process. I mean, I guess it's just, I'm surprised, first of all, that Target had to implement this.
Yeah.
But also that people don't think it's important. If it was my store at the Jordana store, you better believe
right.
that people are going to be smiling.
I'm not saying I don't think it's important. I don't want dicks working at a store, okay? I want people who are good. But this the tone of the whole like formulaic policy that they have, that's what mm-hmm. I have an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I don't. Like, you know, when you deal with somebody who is just horrible at customer service and just hate their job, and it's just like, geez, like, it's not a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm. And just we'll leave you with this. Deja Vu in Minneapolis has excellent customer service. The performers give me so much attention, and it only costs me $100 an hour.
I was at Sex World the other day. Couldn't find what I was looking for. An employee would not make eye contact with me. They would not engage me. I really think they could use some more training at Sex World.
Maybe. Constant smiles at Sex World.
Do we have one more call? Jeff, let's just get to have Jeff okay. have the last word. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, I like your show.
Thank you.
When we first started manufacturing in China, we had employees from Western China, and the first thing they were taught was how to personally bathe because they did not know how to do that, and if they were not clean themselves, they would not keep their work center clean. So it's hard to find good employees at entry-level jobs, and you don't really know what kind of background training, schooling they've had, and so you do have to provide that basic training, and it would probably be wise if they partner them up with a more experienced person in the first weeks of the job so they get off on the right foot of greeting people cordially, but not too much, as Jordana indicated. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Very specific on the bathing. How interesting mm-hmm. that is. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Learned something today. I also learned that apparently we don't have a lot of public restrooms in Minneapolis.
Is that a problem?
Let's find out. Do we need more public restrooms in Minneapolis? Next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't think the reason that we can't attract more people to come downtown Minneapolis is because we don't have public standalone restrooms. I don't think that makes a huge difference.
But if we had more, would more people come down for the free peeing?
No.
Okay.
There's a MinnPost article. Our friend Lee Eubanks says there's no definitive answer as to how many public restrooms are currently available in Minneapolis, but Minneapolis needs more answers. Do we need more public restrooms? And I don't think that's... I've been to cities where they do have the public restrooms, and a lot of them are pay, too, though, right? So, I mean, that's a difference, too. But I just don't think that... I don't think... If you list Minneapolis' problems, I don't think public access to public restrooms is even in the top 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I never think about that when I'm here. Maybe because I can come to the WCCO radio building and pee. But like when I go to dinner downtown or I'm going to a show or an event, I know that I'm coming downtown for a thing. So I can go to dinner at the I can go to the bathroom at the restaurant or, you know, at a show or whatever venue. I guess I don't spend long periods of time walking around the streets and not being able to have a public restroom. Go ahead, David. Well, jump in here. Because we're talking about this because of an experience that
this is the exact thing, though, that people who want Minneapolis to be revitalized want. They want more than just, Jordana, you come in here for 5 hours of your workday.
Right.
And you come down for a show. And you are not lingering. You're not wandering around. You're not walking the streets of Minneapolis. You're just coming in quick for your business and getting out. And what people who want Minneapolis to be revitalized want is people that come down for longer periods of time, more often, and like hang out downtown. I think a good example of that is like the Holidazzle that we used to have down here, mm-hmm. where people were in the winter, like walking the streets, like walking down Nicollet Mall. We used to have a farmer's market in downtown Minneapolis where, on Nicollet Mall just a few years ago, and people would come and hang out and you can sit on the street and there's a street performer. And like, I think people that want Minneapolis to bounce back, that's part of what they want is just like street life. Like there's things happening. There's people milling about.
Yeah,
and
but I don't think
one barrier to that is that there's not a lot of public restrooms down here. So I don't think it's in the top 10, but I think it is a barrier to that sort of street life. And yeah, my wife was just in San Francisco and she asked me, she said, walking around downtown San Francisco was so lively and fun and there's people everywhere. Is Minneapolis ever going to be that? And again, it's not like the top one or two things, but if Minneapolis is to become that, I think this would be one of the things you'd need to do.
It's also San Francisco, and they got the whole Golden Gate Bridge and, and Lombard Street and Fisherman's Wharf. And
I know, but there's plenty of other cities that have vibrant street life
right.
in their downtowns. So we've seen that Minneapolis is one of the cities that mm-hmm. has lagged in its bounce back from COVID.
But I just don't. It'd be great to have the needs to have that problem saying, my gosh, we got a lot of people down here wandering the streets. Now it's time to put up some public restrooms. But I just don't think that's like the hindrance to why people aren't coming downtown right now is because there's not enough public toilets.
And I also, and we did a search about this, like what does a public toilet look like in Minneapolis? Is it a porta potty that's freestanding on Nicollet Ave? Is it like a Skyway bathroom that, again, I work here, so I don't have to stop in the Skyway and go. When I had small kids, like we used to come down for the holidazzle, pee before you go, or on instances like that, usually there would be set up some kind of porta potties, like when you have an event. You know, if I'm shopping on Nicollet Mall, I am happy to go and pay for a coffee because that's what they want you to be shopping downtown. So I am happy to go and pay for a coffee or a drink or lunch and use their bathroom while I'm there and time it appropriately so I can get a whole day of shopping and I can walk around. And I also probably wouldn't want to use a public restroom because public restrooms can be unclean. And I would prefer to go somewhere where I spent money or somewhere where it was private and I could feel a little like it was maintained.
Well, that's the thing. If they had more public restrooms, they would absolutely need to maintain them. Because back to your San Francisco point, I remember being in San Francisco using one of those public restrooms, the picture of which is on the article, and it was disgusting in there. It was gross.
Yeah, I get that. And there's another piece to this. Okay, maybe Minneapolis needs more public restrooms. That's the title, you know, of the piece. Where's the restroom? Minneapolis needs more answers. But public restrooms are pretty disgusting. Like when I lived in New York City, and albeit that was a long time ago, you know, we're talking 20 years ago, and there are public restrooms in the subways. Oh my gosh, those public restrooms have become homes for homeless people. People live in there, and it's extraordinarily dirty. It's not maintained. And I understand it's New York City. They have much bigger problems. And I know the DOD does a great job, or the DID, the great job downtown cleaning the streets. And I imagine they would be required. But I think sometimes more public restrooms would lead to more nuisance. You know, I'd rather have people buy a coffee and support businesses downtown and be able to use their restroom. And I understand why in many cities, Starbucks and small businesses have the rule, this bathroom is not open to the public. It's only for paying customers. Mm-hmm. I get that. So you know what? If you really got to go in and buy something.
I will say I do enjoy the comfort of having public restrooms in Stillwater, but it's not necessary for Minneapolis. Why wouldn't it be? If it's nice in Stillwater, why wouldn't it be?
Right.
Why wouldn't it work for Minneapolis?
And also, I need more information about the public restrooms in Stillwater. How are they? Right. Where are they located? How are they maintained? Like, if you guys are doing it well, Minneapolis should take notes.
Yeah.
And then we can implement a way to do that properly.
Stillwater is a great example. It's fairly new, I believe, and they built it's a freestanding public restroom that's sort of at the center of, they have a new
the Riverside Riverwalk area.
Yes, a Riverwalk area. There's a park. Yeah. There's a bike trail right there, and there's just a public restroom available to anybody.
And it's been a while since I've ventured through Minneapolis parks, but I would assume that most Minneapolis parks also have restroom facilities.
The parks do. I mean, all the parks, like in my neighborhood, they have a little house, you know, a little brick building, you know, even Lake Harriet, and at Cedar Lake, at Cedar Lake Beach. Absolutely. A little water fountain where you can, you know, and you could feed your dog, you give dog to mm-hmm. water to your dog, and public restrooms. And those are maintained by the city, but they're at parks. And it's really necessary that they're there, especially if they want to have people spend all day at the beach, which they do.
Speaking for all delivery drivers, this from a texter, not enough public restrooms, must stop working, drive to a gas station, and most businesses make you purchase something. Yes, lack of restrooms. Came down last year for the Dayton's Boutique on a Saturday, couldn't find any. or long lines if there's one available. Okay, well, maybe it is a problem.
We want to hear it. 651-461-9226. Someone says needles and filth. Okay. Huge automated sidewalk bathrooms. Like, this is a perfect thank you texture. This, somebody needs to solve this problem. Maybe it's a self-cleaning bathroom. It's a bathroom when you go in, it darkens, and when you leave, it opens up and it bathes itself. It mists itself with antibacterial. Somebody really smart. Adam, we should invent this also. This kind of needs to be invented. Someone says Paris has sidewalk bathrooms. Does that mean porta potties? And I'd guys, tell me more. I've only been to Paris once.
I know they
tell
pay,
me more.
Like a lot of
yeah, they make
companies
in
Europe
in
have pay. You gotta pay restrooms.
At least when I was there, they made you pay. And like you go into the stall or like you put a coin
like a
in
euro.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
to,
1 euro
to go in. Right. I don't know. I just public restrooms need a lot of care and attention if they're going to really function on a high level for a city to attract, if that's going to be an attraction.
651-461-9226. More calls and texts on the public restroom debate after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
9:53 is your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to strengthen your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles. 50% off installation labor through November 30th.
Someone says Paris bathrooms lock and desensitize, or, you know, like
desanitize.
Yes. Desanitize themselves.
I think those ones in San Francisco do the same thing, where only one person can go in at a time.
Yeah.
And they're unisex, so, and the door shuts and locks when you're in there, and when you're done, I think it does sanitize the restroom.
Can you imagine, though, like, you really have to go if it's on a street corner.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there, you gotta hope that the door locks, and like, if you really gotta go and you're just right there and people are walking around you, and that is a lot of trust you have in that piece of giant furniture that you are sitting in and on.
Yes.
You wouldn't want somebody to walk in or accidentally see you amidst that. I don't know. I might have to just hold it. There are a few free public restrooms in Paris. Some close after use. Spray it down. They reopen it for the next use. They're permanent fixtures. It's a wonderful invention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone's saying in China, they already have these sidewalk restrooms. They change colors so no one can see you when you walk in. I'm sure I saw a video of that online. That's why I didn't create that. But that they go and clean themselves after you leave.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm sure China has a lot of things that we would be like, oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
We need this here.
That's really amazing. Yeah. So I don't know that it's a selling point. Like, hey, we have public bathrooms. Now you can come downtown. But maybe it would be helpful, certainly for big events. But for big events, they still bring in porta potties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we.
And those are always gross.
But we also accept that.
Yes.
You know, that, all right, at least there's somewhere to go. And we know it's going to be gross. And now, of course, they have hand sanitizers in there. So we get that. And no, someone says you need to remember homeless people go wherever and whenever without public walls. Okay, it's not really, we're not expecting the homeless to use these public bathrooms. If they are choosing to be homeless, they have their own methodology of that. This would be to attract more people, and maybe they would use it, but right? Wouldn't this be for people to build commerce downtown? Isn't that what?
That's the idea.
Why we need
yes.
more public restrooms?
Somebody says, I live in downtown, walk downtown frequently. The only public restrooms are two porta potties on the Riverwalk and one staffed restroom by the Stone Arch Bridge. Thank goodness the Target store has one public restroom available, but the line for that can take hours.
Hours?
It's a, it's a very major issue for Minneapolis.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right.
Salute to veterans. It is Veterans Day here on WCCO and across this great country of ours. So if you're listening and you've served this country.
Is that what you say?
Our gratitude.
Salute to veterans. Is that what we say? We don't say Happy Veterans Day.
I think.
I have a meaningful Veterans Day. What do you say?
Thank you for your service if you're
thank
a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. I think we asked this question last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is an appropriate way to address Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Google that and then we'll bring it up. During Quick Takes, which is coming up after the news.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dave?
Oh, David, what do you got coming up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Quick Takes coming up next here on WCCO. Is it time to plan your holiday festivities? Also, construction underway on a new place to get a new pastry, and it's maybe a little different than you thought. Both of those coming up next in Quick Takes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.